With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Lineup. I'm Dave Prodan, and this is episode 167, presented by 805 Beer. The WSL Challenger Series, determining the men's and women's qualifying classes for next year's WSL Championship Tour, resumes on October 1st with the EDP Vizsla Arrocera Pro. It will stream live at worldsurfleague.com and the WSL app. Do not miss it. All right. Episode 167. We have a special episode today, which was recorded live at July's Wallex US Open of Surfing. We talk about a lot of things in this conversation, including the film Convergence, featuring Grayson Fletcher, Nate Tyler, and Connor Coffin, which is now live on YouTube, and you should definitely check it out. We had a lot of fun on this podcast, and we hope you do too. Please enjoy the lineup's conversation with Nate Tyler, Perry Gershgau, and Tyler Berryman.
The good old clap, take one.
That's right.
How many of you knew what you wanted to be when you were 7 years old?
I did. I wanted to be a world champion.
Hey, is there honesty involved in this podcast? Can we be honest?
We can shut your lips.
And then I'll just say, put them up once. Let's go.
He's like, you look too pretty on the wave. Get ugly.
We can talk about DMT if you want.
I thought you were boxing.
All right, the lineup podcast, we're back. We're here at the US Open. We're actually here on the premiere night of 805 Beer's Convergence, a film that features Nate Tyler, our defending champion from the last podcast. We have him back this time.
Podcast champ.
Podcast champ. It also features Grayson Fletcher, Connor Coffin. It's filmed by Perry Gershgau, we have on the panel today. And we're fortunate to have a motocross superstar, Tyler Berryman, here. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, guys, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but the last time we had a podcast with 805, one of the three guests has since retired. So, if we want to keep this going, I'm going to have to step aside after this podcast since you've reached the peak of your career potential.
Yeah. I'm calling it.
It sounds good.
I definitely retired.
That's yeah. How I feel.
I think the three of us retired. Poor Grayson's injured.
He did.
Yeah.
He got injured.
The podcast took everyone down.
Yeah.
That happens. I like it.
I'm just going to have to say I don't think I'm ready yet.
Okay, good. Okay,
I'll
appreciate
get there at
that.
One point, but I'm not ready yet.
I appreciate it.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We all contain multitudes. We're at different stages of our careers. Well, we're here at the US Open. We've got a surf event going down. We've got the Nitro Circus in town. What have you guys kind of experienced so far at the event? What has been your experience like, Tyler?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was actually down here last week during the Nitro show on the sand, and just really cool to see dirt bikes on the beach and jumping in front of all the fans here at the US Open. And having the contest going down, it was really cool just kind of see how, like, all the fans just gravitated towards the sound of the bikes, and then they would all leave that and go straight to the beach. So it was really cool.
I started at the WSL, it was the ASP, like 20 years ago. When I started, we had a president that was Wayne Rabbit Bartholomew. He was 1978 world champion. He was the architect of the Dream Tour. And there was only about like five of us that worked there. And I'd pester the shit out of him with like, what about this? What about that? And he's like, very cool guy. Great storyteller. And he'd say, look, man, I'm going to break it to you down really simple. All we do is we get the best surfers we can find. We put them in the best waves we can find. And it's a recipe to see some cool shit. He goes, that's the business. And I think it's probably the same, whether you're a skater, Motorex, or whatever. Like, at the end of the day, being here at the US Open, whether it's Nitro Circus, whether it's the Wallex US Open Challenger Series event, the longboard event, it's just people get excited to see cool things. Mm-hmm. You know, Perry, what about you? What's been your experience down here this week?
Yeah, I mean, I got here this morning, but I think for me, the last one I went to was probably like 12 years ago. But I think it's just cool seeing like everyone I've met in the surf industry here at the same time. So I saw friends like this morning that I haven't seen in 10 years, and guys I filmed a long time ago, and guys I recently filmed. So I think just like bringing the community together and seeing everyone band together, and I saw like Kolohe with like his team of 15 Groms all together and supporting each other. And I don't know, yeah, just cool to see a bunch of friendly faces I haven't seen in a long time.
I dig it. Nate, this actually might be an event that you competed at in the past, or a venue certainly that you competed at in the past.
No, for sure. When I was like a junior,
sure,
I tried to compete here. I don't think I never did well. I do remember actually a really funny story about this event. It was the one event I entered as like a junior, and I was always terrible at contests. I entered this one as a junior, and I made it. It was like definitely when you were talking like a long time ago. I was probably like 17 or 18, and I kept making it, just making heats. Like, I don't even know how it was happening, but I was leaving on a trip with like my best friend and my dad, and we were going to Mexico. And our flight, we were gonna leave from here because it was like, there's no way he's gonna make it.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, like set the dates. Like it ends on August 3rd or whatever. We were flying out August 1st and it's like a 15 day event. It's like, there's no way he's gonna make it that far. Anyways, long, funny story short is I made it just far enough. Like my next heat was like, well, I can't. Like I continue to make it. And then it was like, we're going to Mexico that night. And I made the heat, and then it was like decision time. Like, do we go to Max, like cancel our tickets, or what do we do? Anyways, it was like a group decision. Like, no, you need to serve in the event. And of course, like all pressure was on next week.
Right.
I just lost.
We didn't go to Mexico. We missed our flight. Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've really.
But I appreciate you sharing that story.
Yeah, you have the best podcast story.
It was so funny.
The best, yeah.
I forgot about that one.
That was wonderful.
You just said that.
Well, I mean, that kind of goes into, in a way, it segues into the purpose of the film. Perry, I want you to talk about this in a little bit, but
yeah.
We are hours away from being at the bungalow and seeing everyone experience it for the first time. I got an early screener. The film's fantastic, man.
Thank you.
It is such a cool, and it's in the title, three very distinct people with three very distinct approaches, not just to life, but to surfing. And just there's a common thread found in there. So talk to us a little bit just about, you've brought this thing to life. We're here on the premiere night. Like right. what's been your experience making the film?
It's been really cool. I mean, I've known Nate for probably the longest out of all these guys. I don't know, probably what, like 10 years now?
I think it's almost been more than
more?
That. But yeah,
I'm
it's been a while.
Probably, I was like 23, 24 when I met Nate.
Yeah.
I met Connor a couple years ago on a Rip Curl trip, and I hadn't met Grayson yet. But a lot of my films in the past, like surf-wise, have been just high-performance surf films with, you know, like I draw, I guess, a lot of inspiration from Joe G. You know, Nate's worked with Joe a bunch and love that style of surf filmmaking. And I think for this, I wanted to make something a little bit different and kind of take a deeper look into these guys' lives. And I watched Joe's clip, actually, that he did with Nate and his dad, like, 10 years ago. For some reason, that always like stuck with me. I thought it was such like a harmonious, cool connection. My dad's a documentary editor, so it felt kind of similar to my relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
It felt pretty natural. Like I remember I talked to Nate about it. And I was like, dude, I want to dig in. You know, 10 years later, you know, after that video came out, and kind of see where you guys are at now.
Yeah.
So that was with Nate, and then Connor was. That one was awesome too, just because I didn't really know Connor's life outside of surfing. And then he just kind of told me all this amazing stuff about his being a waterman and diving. And I remember watching past videos of Connor fishing, but I never seen him dive. So I was like, dude, let's do some really cool diving stuff. And and I also really wanted to, and Grayson as well, obviously, come from such an amazing family. And the three are also connected by their families and how special their families are to them. So I wanted to make that connection. I think it was just a really cool experience that I had, and 805 gave me a really cool opportunity to tell that story. And these guys trusted me with the process, and super lucky to have all that.
Right on. I love what you said about just the idea of the passage of time and how that can change a narrative. We're gonna take a quick break to get a word in from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're gonna wind the clock back on each of you guys. So we'll be right back.
WSLstore.com is powered by Shopify. We love the analytics we can check on the go. A lot of us are addicted to checking the Shopify app on our phones. We also love the automations and marketing integrations with our social and YouTube channels. It has incredible features to help us manage our global audience, including international taxation support and great shipping optionality. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skis, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lineup, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lineup now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/lineup.
Well, Nate, I'm interested to get your perspective on that. Like, you know, as a young surfer, do you remember Tyler and a bunch of little Templeton disciples on the beach sort of worshiping at the altar of Nate Tyler, or no?
Definitely don't remember it like that. Okay. But I'm obviously very honored to even hear the way that you viewed it as a kid. I guess it makes me feel a little bit old, but I guess I am, so all good there. Yeah, but I don't know. Super honored to hear that. That's very crazy, and I don't know. You just
I can say that it's a two-way street. I was honored to be on the beach and watch you do what you do. Being from the town of Templeton, like that is like not a lot comes from there. So
yeah. Thanks so much, man. Yeah, that's mad respect.
So give the listeners a bit of background on yourself, Tyler, because this is predominantly a surfing podcast. Yeah. Although we like to think that similar to Convergence, there's a commonality we can all talk about. Take us from your talk us through your trajectory from Templeton Grom, admiring Nate out in the water, to where you're at today.
Born and raised in Templeton, grew up there my whole life, and my family, that's kind of just what we did. Our whole family was like motorcycle riders, so it's kind of basically all I've ever known. And being in such a small town like that, like there wasn't a lot of moto riding going on, so. As I got older and started to do some racing and amateur racing and stuff, I basically had to kind of leave the Central Coast and come down here to come to the Mecca of moto and kind of chase that dream. And that's what I did. And fortunately enough, no dreams too big. You know, I kind of left that in the back of my mind of like knowing what I wanted to do and never left that. And fortunately made it happen, and it's kind of surreal, you know, kind of having these conversations. It's never something that like I was always like chasing this or that. I just wanted to do what I loved, and fortunately enough made it happen, and I'm in this position now to sit here and have conversations with you guys and enjoy what I do, and for the love of it.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say we would be remiss if we didn't celebrate Tyler, who just recently up in Ventura, where I'm from, at X Games, you took home the gold for best whip and bronze for the quarter pipe high air.
Cheers,
so congratulations.
Buddy.
Cheers,
man.
Thanks
for
you. I appreciate it. That's one thing that's crazy to me. If I was 8-year-old me sitting on the beach watching Nate, if I would have told myself that I would be competing in X Games, I would have told myself I was absolutely crazy. Let alone X Games coming back, being in the 805 in Ventura.
Yeah.
I would have told myself there's no way that would ever happen. So the fact to be able to do that in the first year in Ventura and walk away with two medals and have that gold medal from the best whip comp was pretty surreal, and you know, if you go back and like look at the interview, like all I could be thankful for was just doing it in front of the 805, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So that was the coolest part for me.
Right on.
Hometown vibe, hometown feel.
I love it.
That's awesome. It's so rad.
You know, Perry, one of the major common grounds that you explore in Convergence is the idea of fathers and sons,
right?
You know, Grayson obviously comes from a pretty famous sort of surfing dynasty, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, Nate and your own father with you know, your professional shift as well into art, a huge deal. And then obviously Connor with his brother and certainly his dad sort of occupying the Santa Barbara area. And that connective tissue seemed really important. Is that something, Perry, that when you set out to do the film, you were intentional about grabbing, or did it something that you discovered after working with the three different subjects?
It was pretty intentional.
Yeah.
I guess first and foremost wanted to, I didn't want to like interview these guys and have them talk about themselves. That was kind of like the big thing for me was like, I think you always hear in films, like people having to talk about themselves and it's really hard to like be vulnerable in films and talk about yourself. So I wanted to pick the people that were closest to them.
Right.
And have them talk about them, because the people close to them will say amazing things about them and the truthful things.
Absolutely.
So
it was definitely my favorite part.
Yeah.
When Perry called me, he's like, yeah, so I got this idea for the film. I want to have other people talk about you. And I was like, dude, I love that.
I'm
sold. I hate talking about myself.
How much do you not need me to talk about myself? Yeah. I'm in for as much time.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was so good.
But yeah, no, I mean, it was pretty organic too. Like, I kind of had gotten a little bit of an idea of what John, Nate's dad, was like just from the previous video. And he just had such a great like voiceover voice, and he just seemed like charismatic and articulate, and he knew Nate's whole story, obviously. So, and then you look at the Fletchers, and that was obviously like such a compelling story, just having, you have Herbie and Dibby talking about Grayson. And definitely, it was definitely a part of like what I wanted to put in the film, and I'm super glad that they were able to tell those stories about these guys.
Absolutely.
The way they did.
You know, the really cool thing about the film, as we talked about, it has three really distinct subjects, but you know, they all come together. They're like, hey, we're just gonna go in the car and get some waves, have some beers, have some conversations. You know, Tyler, with your own career, can you give us a bit of background of how the Moto X world works? Like, I understand that there's a pretty competitive circuit, but you've become more of a free moto rider in the last few years. Like, can you talk to us about that transition and how much, I guess, like common ground there is between the two disciplines?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between the two. I grew up a racer at one point, and I, of course, like the story of these guys, like with their family, like I'm still super involved with my family. Yeah. My dad was the one that got me going, and he basically paved the way for me. Mm. And we still have such an amazing relationship. My dad's 65, and I still get to ride with him all the time. And that's something that I'll hold close to me for the rest of my life. Kind of went from chasing this racing dream and kind of left my family and then went to chase this dream. And then ultimately got to the point where I needed to go back to like doing the root of it, what made me happy. And that's why I ride, is because it's fun. So it's kind of led me to where I'm at now with what we call free riding. And I literally consider it just like free surfing to like contest surfing, you know? And I think it's similar to a lot of action sports, of like backcountry snowboarding to contest snowboarding, or street skating to contest skating. It's very similar. But yeah, being able to go out and now just do what I love and travel around and do that, like that's what makes me happy. So to be able to do that is really cool. So. I think I see so many similarities with so many other action sports, and I think that's what's super cool, because that's what inspires me the most, is all these other action sports. Like I watch all these other surf movies and skate and snow and mountain bike movies more than I watch moto stuff. So
totally, I think that makes really sense. Cool. You know, we were having a conversation with the 805 guys before we started today, and we were saying, you know, we're kind of coming out of a few years of hyper specialization and like political polarization. Everyone's online, everyone's angry, it's just a nice thing, whatever the mechanism is, to get people who are maybe come from different backgrounds, different perspective, you like get together in person, you have a beer, you have a conversation, you share some waves, you have a ride, and you end up just getting so much more out of it, as opposed to if everyone's like on their phone, in their bunker, isolated. I kind of think that there's an element of that in the film, you know, and I think it was cool. And Nate, just as coming from your background and getting to go just on surf trips with like Connor and Grayson, like what was that like in the film for you? Because you come from kind of a professional path that specializes in that. Mm-hmm. And you kind of got to bring the other two into that world a little bit for the film, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I've made the joke that I feel like I have like a master's in, well, I just have had years and years of traveling, and it's so strange because you don't know people, like every character, and then you go on a trip and all of a sudden you're like isolated on a boat for 18 days in the middle yes. of Indo, and it's people from every continent, like all different characters, and it's just, you just get expedited in this like cultural figure out, it's almost like a reality show or something.
Totally. You gotta get along too.
Yeah. So I feel like I have this just master degree in like how to deal with people, or you know, or navigate like around people, and just, I don't know. So I always am very grateful of all my years of traveling and doing that, and I just feel like I know people and how shit's gonna go wrong or how it's gonna be okay, whatever. And it's funny, I've traveled with Connor a lot prior to this film, but Grayson I had never met. And honestly, I was a little intimidated, but within the first seconds of meeting that guy, I was like, yeah, I'm like, he's We're just fine. The most genuine human of all time. And like, I just knew him instantly. Like just his character, I knew exactly, he's incredible. So yeah, and Connor, like I said, we traveled together and I always have had a blast with Connor, the few trips I'd gone on with him in the past. So no, it was so fun. And then it was in an area that Perry and I both know very well, and we rented an incredible house. So it was honestly so seamless. It was really fun. And that was right after we talked to you last time, was the funny thing. Like we had done a trip before, right. whatever, hadn't had that much luck. And then we left that next morning after talking to you last time, and it was just pretty funny, the dumb luck. Like we just rolled into real waves. Yeah. I remember I got there, I left Lemoore first, and I got to that location, and I beat all those guys there because Perry went and filmed Grayson skating this really rad pool mm-hmm. and in Lemoore, and so I like darted. I had to do some other things, and then I got to the waves and I called Perry. I was like, "Dude, I think you're tripping. Like, there's no way we're gonna get waves that are worthy for the film." And
I was having a meltdown.
Right.
Yeah, I melted.
Just don't call next time. Yeah. It's fine.
I had like all three of these guys just like leaning on me. I was like, shoot,
I'm such a doomsday guy too. Yeah, I was like, dude, what are we doing? Like we got like I got other shit to do. Like we gotta get out of here. Yeah. And No, I think the forecast looks okay. So anyways, long story short, we like paddled out the first day. And and it was whatever, it was junky, but like we at least like all surfed.
Harry's like,
and
then, it's great, like, everyone check out the film.
Every day yeah. after that continued to get better. By right. the end, we were like, whoa, this is like wild waves for California.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty funny in that sense. And we were talking about it today. It was like, thank God we did that then, because right. I mean, still, it's California, you know what I mean? So it's not like we're an Indo perfection or anything, but looks as like far as California goes, like yeah. we got really fun waves, and it's been flat since then, essentially. So.
Well, I mean, the spirit of everything you talked about shines through in the film, and it's just great to see. Like the surfing is amazing. We're gonna take one more quick break to get a word in from our sponsor, and when we come back, we will round out our conversation just moments before the world premiere of Convergence. We'll be right back.
Manduka was founded in 1997 with the simple idea that a better yoga mat could make a world of difference. For generations, Manduka has revolutionized the yoga space by providing purposely crafted products that enable a more joyful practice, whatever that looks like for you. The collaboration between Manduka and Jerry Lopez honors Jerry's profound dedication to both surfing and yoga disciplines. The limited edition collection showcases Jerry's signature camouflage print inspired by his surfboards. It fuses his iconic surf style with Manduka's commitment to quality and sustainability, offering everyone a unique expression of their practice. We all know that having the right gear is essential, and a yoga mat is no different. Feel the benefits of yoga with Manduka's soulfully engineered eco-friendly products designed to inspire your practice wherever you go. The Manduka and Jerry Lopez collection want to inspire you to practice yoga however you choose to. And from now until June 10th, you will get 15% off of all products when you visit manduka.com with the code THELINEUP15. That's manduka.com, code THELINEUP15, 15. All right, we're back. This is the lineup live. We're at the Bungalow in Huntington Beach. We are moments away from the world premiere of Convergence. We're here with Tyler Berryman, Nate Tyler, and Perry Gershgow. Guys, this conversation has been a ton of fun. I'm interested, who here has actually seen the film already before the world premiere? Show of hands. Okay, all right, good. Perry, if you didn't raise your hand, we're going to have a lot more questions, so excuse me. I landed on it. Right, okay.
805, so good, it's empty.
That was pretty,
huh?
Yeah, that should have filmed that. Tyler, what were your thoughts of the film, first time seeing it?
The first thought of seeing it was just how cool of, like, knowing that each of these guys are so respected in their sport, of Nate and Connor being surfers and Grayson being a skateboarder, but the fact of, like, the deep dive into, like, them as a person, I think, is, like, the coolest part. You know, there's a lot of things that people see on the outside of, like, what they do, and getting an inside depth of, like, kind of what they do and what makes them tick, I think, is really cool. And it's just one of those films of, like they said, like, having the interviews not being somebody talking about themselves, right, and, like, other people talking about them to, like, praise the person that they are, I think, is really cool. And it's just got that nostalgic feel, you know. You kind of watch it and you're like, man, that's really cool. Like, I didn't know Nate did sculptures, and I didn't know Grayson painted, and I didn't know Connor was, like, so into playing guitar and doing these things. So it's really cool. Like, a lot of deep dive into it. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Nate, nice, you've seen the film.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, you and I share, we don't like to listen to ourselves on podcasts, but
yep,
watching a film that you were a huge part of, and watching the segments of your colleagues like Grayson and Connor, what did you take away when you saw it the first time?
Well, I'm always, like, as I'm sure you are with your stuff, I'm really hard on myself when I even if it was the best wave of my life, I have to watch that thing a minimum of 5 times before I even like it.
Yeah, sure.
So it just I feel like this is a funny story that would work well. But Perry, I was texting him right as they were getting done with the film, and because it was kind of like a mad dash to make it to this, because that our last trip happened so late.
Right.
And Perry was texting me. He's like, "Yo, dude, film looks sick." Like, just all this stuff. He's like, "Dude,
I did an amazing job."
No, he's like, "I can't wait for you to see it." All this stuff, and I was like, kind of dancing around. I was like, "Well, when do I get to see it?" And he's like, "Dude, I've been thinking it'd be rad if you guys watched it for the first time at the premiere." And I was like,
I was so amped on having that.
Yeah, like, but I get it from a stance. Like, yeah, it's amazing as a filmmaker. Like, boom, like, I'm this confident. Like, it's like, he feels good about it. And right, I respect that. But I was like, I texted back. I was like, "No, I don't think that's going to work for me." I'm like, I have to watch it. Because, like, yeah, I definitely don't enjoy hearing myself talk, and I really have never enjoyed watching myself surf until I, like, get comfortable with it. It's right, a weird thing I have to work through. And I was just, like, texting him on the side, like, we weren't battling, but I was like, "Hey, man, well, when will I get to see?" He's like, "I'm thinking the premiere." It was just, like, back and forth. And then
he kind of made, like, a joke, and I thought he was pissed. And I was like, "Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I can send it to you. Like, my
yeah,
bad."
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
That's all, I'm just the kidding. Best part is, while that was all going on, Nathan Sheets from 805, he texted me the yeah, full film. He's like, "Hey, I want you to review this thing." And I was, yeah, I was like, "Thanks, man." So then I got to watch it, and I was like, okay. Like, but where I was going with that is, like, the first time I watched it, the way that they pieced it all together and just, like, the storylines they told,
yeah,
and then how cool it was that, like, our couple trips pieced out like that. It was just, like, I thought it was a really powerful film. I really enjoyed it. And once I got through my waves, I was feeling good about it.
Well, I can say this because I'm next to Tyler in the Church of Nate Tyler worship. And as someone who's watched pretty much everything you've done, the nice thing about your oeuvre, your filmography, is there's quite a lot of segments that feature quite a lot of waves from a similar venue.
Yeah, totally.
And so it's easy to be like, that was better, that was better.
Yeah.
And this is some of the best I've seen you surf.
Oh, thank
ever.
You. I appreciate that.
And I think that's such a rad thing. I'm curious to know if it's similar in motocross, because obviously there's a physical component that comes into anything. But that experience and that freedom of approach and the right circumstances, like, it's no reason why you can't be probably riding your best well into middle, older age, or surfing your best, you know?
And right.
That was a really rad thing to watch, just from a surfing standpoint.
Yeah.
I love the stories as well. But, you know, Perry, from your experience, just working with those guys through the final segments and the final edits, and obviously we heard Nate's version of he wanted to see it.
Right.
How are the other guys? How did they respond? And how did you kind of decide? Because you can tinker with something forever.
100%.
And then you're like, how do you know, like, it's done. It's baked. I'm ready to go.
It's different when you have like a working, doing a film for a brand. Like if it was my own film, Nate knows. I mean, I'd be working on it for like 4 years.
Right. Yeah.
It would never end.
Right.
But then
yeah, sure,
like,
yeah.
Well, we got to finish this thing.
Yeah.
But if this thing, we had deadlines. So it was kind of like, okay, let's meet this deadline. But like kind of what we chatted about, like it was more about diving into these like deep stories, and the surfing's already there. Like Nate and Connor are such amazing stylist surfers. Like they're always so pleasing on the eyes. So that was like, I already knew that was in the bag. Like we got good waves. That was going to be like, cool, check the box. It was more about like getting these stories like correct for me.
Right.
And so we started filming those stories like so far before like the film got approved, and I was like, we're going down south. My buddy Dana, who's over here somewhere, he's my buddy who cut the film and shot film, and he did like such an incredible job piecing it together. He's just an absolute guru. But we were able to knock all those stories out within the first like 3 weeks of getting the, you know, getting the film approved, greenlit. And so after that, it was kind of like, hey, if we get a good swell, like this film's good to go. So like Nate said, we ended up getting really lucky and we got really good waves. And after that, it was easy. The film was already put together pretty much before the before we got that swell. So it was kind of incorporating it.
I just think that's the coolest thing about it is like there's so many stories in these communities. And, you know, the market and the storytelling mechanisms have changed so much in the last few decades. But those stories are still there and probably better than ever. And projects like this really bring them to the fore, which is just great. And I'm so excited we get to watch it tonight. You know, we're here, it's August, early August 2023. Got a few months left in the year. Tyler, you know, from here in Huntington Beach, from here at the premiere of Convergence, like, what does the rest of your year look like? What are you focusing on? Where are you gonna be?
Yeah, I just got done with the X Games, so taking a little bit of a break, trying to refill my cup for a little bit, recharge the batteries, and I'm actually moving into my Red Bull Imagination event, which is my dream child of an event, my baby that I've dreamed up in my head for a long time. Actually going on year four of the event, which I'm super thankful to have this event take the wings that it has. And it's more or less my whole approach to it is building a skate park on steroids for dirt bikes. It doesn't have to be the biggest trick, the biggest jump. It doesn't have to be racing your buddy. Like you just go out there and style, creativity is king. You go out there and whatever you see, make it happen. And I think that's the coolest part about free riding. Everybody has their own style, creativity, and approach to it, and nothing is right or wrong. It's like it's all a form of art, you know. And I think that's what's so cool about action sport as a whole is, you know, surfing, like for Nate, is like his paintbrush is his surfboard, you know. Grayson's paintbrush is his skateboard, and same with Connor, his paintbrush is his surfboard, and my paintbrush is my dirt bike, and I get to express myself through my art form. So just having, being able to have that and show, you know, trying, my whole goal with it is to show the masses of my sport of like, it's not about one thing or the other.
Right,
it's about doing what you love and chasing that and allowing that to be your form of expression. So That's the next thing I got going end of September, and then after that I'm just kind of chilling, man.
Good for you. Just well earned in 2023.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Nate, we got a good look at what your week in and week out looks like through Convergence. But you know, looking at the balance of 2023, do you have any projects coming up? Do you have anything just in particular that you're planning on kind of focusing on?
Well, I think I gave like a pretty general response last time of like how my life is, how I was saying like, you know, summer coming up, activities for my kids, home renovation, a lot of sculpture work. Sure. But I don't know, just after this little buzz we've been going on for the film and like filling the old void of just, I used to be such a psychopath about like working on a film project and then like premiering a movie. And I don't know, this like filled that void or re-lit that fire that I have. I'm probably gonna yes. be like hounding Perry and 805 to get another yeah. film budget and drive all around California.
I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah. And Perry, yeah, congratulations on the film. It's awesome. I can't wait to see how everyone receives it tonight.
Thank
but
you.
Anything on the horizon for you end of 2023, or you just kick back and celebrate a job well done?
Definitely celebrating. But I've been working on like a longer surf project for the last few years and yeah. just trying to convince Nate to link up with me and get a little section in it. And hopefully do some trips for that. And
on record.
On record, yeah, it's in the podcast.
enjoy and keep working on cool creative projects. And like I said, like really cool to have this opportunity from 805, and hopefully they, like Nate said, give us another opportunity to, you know, same with Tyler, and just do cool projects and enjoy it and take advantage of what we're all good at. And yeah,
I love
have
it.
Have a good time.
I love it. Well, thank
Maybe
you
we
so
can
much.
Converge
guys.
Another project, get Nate on a bike and be on a surfboard.
I was actually gonna make the joke, but I didn't know where to put it in. I was like,
maybe we
need to like do this project again, but bring Tyler in because he's such a champion.
Yes.
That he can sit here.
Yes.
In a world that's totally not his, and yeah. like praise us as surfers when you're doing what you're
that's
doing.
That's the whole point, though, right?
Because I don't know if I could, if like,
he's doing like
I
double backflips on horseback.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here like on like knee high waves, like pumping.
Yeah,
like if all of a sudden you guys threw me into like a moto, like all of a sudden I was talking to, you know, this crew, yeah. but flip the script, I'd be like, I would not say so.
Yeah.
Well, and let's get you in on the next one. It's very similar to me. Like, you put me in the water, like, you're going to see yeah. a kook of the day. Like, it could be the same for you on a motorcycle, but that's the beauty of
probably
it.
Probably good
odds. That beginner's mindset of, like, just yeah. trying something new, and that's what's the beauty of it all. So I'm
totally.
Super open to it all, and I love it, and just, yeah, stoked to be here and yeah. be in this position to enjoy beers with my friends and you know, see this action sport thrive across the board.
I love it. So we've already greenlit Convergence 2. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Seems like it.
Exactly.
You know, before we go, guys, we have an adjusted lightning round, right? So we do the lightning round each podcast, same 10 questions. We've adjusted it just because we got three. So we're going to do three questions. I'm going to ask each question, and we'll go Tyler, Nate, Perry, and get all three done.
Same questions.
No, different ones. Oh. Yeah.
I wanted to be able to think about my answers. I wanted to have time.
All right, first question. You'll get all the time that he takes to answer to think about your answer.
Take your time.
Yeah, I got no time.
It's
and
called
I'm
padding.
First up,
like,
so.
Yeah, right. Okay.
On the spot.
First question, burrito or pizza?
Burrito.
Oh, for me,
yeah,
burrito.
Yeah.
I know for a fact Nate's using burritos.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm burritos.
Okay, totally. Good.
Yeah,
we have consensus. Last book you read?
That's a tricky one. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
It's called padding.
I honestly don't remember what I read. It's been an ongoing thing for my whole life. So I listen to audiobooks, but
that's cool.
The last one is Relentless, actually.
Good.
Very good book about Michael Jordan's coach.
Good answer.
Very cool.
Good answer. That's better than most answers.
Yeah, that's
last book you read.
I could do exactly what he just said. I've got nothing. I'm like, podcasts and...
Give us a podcast. What are you listening to? Not ours. We already talked about that.
The lineup with Dave Broden.
You don't listen to that.
I do. As long as I'm not on it.
Give the
I promise.
They're already listening to it. Give them something else. What's something else you listen to?
I don't know. It's all kinds of things.
One thing.
I really don't know.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
There's too many things.
Okay, good, good.
A lot of music. How about that?
That's fair. I'll give you
a lot of music.
Okay, good, good. Last book you read.
Yeah, I read Barbarian Days like 10 years ago, but
yep.
I think podcasts, yeah, I enjoy the Service Journal podcast.
That's
great.
Jamie's
I like the guests
great.
On there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
We don't talk about him too much. Yeah. Jamie's good. I love Jamie. All right, last question from the lightning round.
Yeah.
Finish this sentence. I will next achieve a state of happiness by
being myself.
Look at that. That was lightning quick. You're up.
Oh, he was way too quick.
That was very quick.
really good.
Leaving the US Open?
Okay.
Just kidding.
That's it. Come back to your family.
Yeah. Great answer.
Sorry to you. I love you, US Open.
See you next year,
incredible.
US Open.
That's so good.
It's just not my environment.
I
how about
it.
That?
I get it. That's part of the beauty. We just find out about that in the film.
How about this?
Okay.
Can I revise
yes,
my...
Yes, yes.
Driving north on the 405.
Man, that's the first time anyone has said driving on the 405 is how they will next achieve a state.
Yeah, that's the tricky one.
But you're a unique guy. I love that. I love that for you. All
is
right, Perry.
Better?
Oh man, probably I like Nate's answer a lot.
Say driving north on the 101.
Yeah.
Because
right. You got to hit.
He's crazy. The 405.
Yeah, the 405 is definitely the worst part of the drive. Yeah. I don't know. Probably just we're having a premiere in Marin, so I'm excited to have it with like my friends and family. And Nate's coming up, hopefully with his family, and we're gonna celebrate again. So.
Awesome.
That'll probably be another really fun time for me.
Well, guys, congratulations on the film. It is premiering tonight here at the Bungalow. It's on YouTube tomorrow. Thank you to 805 Beer. And guys, thank you so much for the conversation, man. This is fantastic.
Yeah, cheers.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Cheers, good luck boys, tonight.
Guys. Awesome.
Cheers.
Boom. Cheers.
So that's it. That's the lineups conversation with Nate Tyler, Perry Gershgau, and Tyler Berryman, an episode presented by 805 Beer. I hope you enjoyed it. Please check out their film Convergence, which is available now on YouTube. The WSL Challenger Series, determining the men's and women's qualifying classes for next year's WSL Championship Tour, resumes on October 1st with the EDP Vizsla Arrocera Pro. It will stream live at worldsurfleague.com and the WSL app. Do not miss it. Today's episode is executive produced by Jed Pearson, Tim Greenberg, and myself, produced by Miguel Clemente, with art direction by Jason Penning and copywriting by Dan Willen. Thanks to them and thanks to our sponsors. We appreciate their support. The lineup acknowledges that it is recorded and produced on the ancestral lands of the Chumash, the Kumeyaay, and the Tongva Native people. I hope you safely get some waves wherever you are, and we'll see you next Tuesday. WSLstore.com is powered by Shopify. We love the analytics we can check on the go. A lot of us are addicted to checking the Shopify app on our phones. We also love the automations and marketing integrations with our social and YouTube channels. It has incredible features to help us manage our global audience, including international taxation support and great shipping optionality. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skis, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lineup, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lineup now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/lineup.